Good evening. This is All India Radio and I'm Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses two poll rallies in Tripura, accuses left-front government of supporting scams and ignoring interests of workers and employees. Prime Minister inaugurates new state convention center in Itanagar, says Ayushman Bharat scheme will bring medical revolution in the country. Enforcement Directorate raids 17 places related to jeweler Nirav Modi in connection with Punjab National Bank fraud case, center assures of strict action against guilty in the case. Government clarifies Nirav Modi was not part of the Prime Minister's delegation at World Economic Forum in Davos. Two Air Force pilots killed in microlight aircraft crash in Majuli district of Assam. Communist Party of Nepal UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli takes over as new Prime Minister of Nepal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani reaches Hyderabad on a three-day visit to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accused the Tripura government of supporting scams and said there is a levy raj in the state. Addressing two poll rallies in Shantir Bazar and Agartala today, he said the state government did not allow the probe in the chit fund case to go ahead as the name of one minister of the Manik Sarkar government had figured in the case. He also referred to other scams including Bishalgarh block scam and MG Narega scam. Mr. Modi criticized the functioning of the left-front government for the last 25 years. He said the centre is providing 80% funds to the state for development works, but no progress has been made by the state government in this direction.
अगर 100 रुपया का खर्चा है, 80 रुपया दिल्ली भेजता है। अगर लाख रुपये का खर्चा है, तो 80,000 रुपया दिल्ली भेजता है। लेकिन ये धरती पर कहीं पैसा नजर आता है क्या? कोई काम दिखता है क्या?
Mr. Modi accused the left-run government of failing to give minimum wages to workers and seventh pay commission benefits to state government employees. He said BJP in its vision document had promised minimum wages to workers and seventh pay commission benefits to state government employees. The Prime Minister also criticized the Congress, saying both the left and the Congress have a friendship behind the scene. Polling for the 60-member assembly in Tripura will be held on Sunday. Earlier, speaking after inaugurating the new Dorji Khandu State Convention Centre in Arunachal Pradesh capital Itanagar, the Prime Minister said his government wants to take medical education and health facilities to remote areas of the country. Mr. Modi said the government has taken steps to minimise the medical expenses. He said about 800 medicines are now available at very cheap rates through Jan Aushadhi Kendras. Mr. Modi said the Ayushman Bharat scheme will bring medical revolution in the country.
हमने एक आयुष्मान भारत इस योजना और इसके तहत गरीबी के रेखा के नीचे जीने वाले जो परिवार हैं उसके परिवार में कोई भी बीमारी आएगी तो सरकार उसका इंश्योरेंस निकालेगी एक वर्ष में 5 लाख रुपए तक अगर दवाई का खर्चा हुआ तो वो पेमेंट उसको इंश्योरेंस से मिल जाएगा और देश के मेडिकल सेक्टर को एक बहुत बड़ा रिवॉल्यूशन लाने की संभावना इस आयुष्मान भारत योजना के अंदर है.
BJP President Amit Shah today addressed Yuva Hunkar rally at Jind in Haryana. A large number of party workers, including ministers and MLAs, reached the venue on their motorcycles. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah highlighted the initiatives of the NDA government at the centre, such as Beti Bachao and Beti Padhao program. He said LPG connections have been provided to 3.5 crore women and the government fulfilled its promise of one rank, one pension in 1 year. The Enforcement Directorate raided 17 premises across the country related to jeweller Nirav Modi and Gitanjali Gems in connection with the Punjab National Bank fraud case. Searches were carried out in places including Delhi, Mumbai and Surat. During the raids, stocks of gold, diamond and precious stones worth 5,100 crore rupees were seized. Earlier, the ED registered a money laundering case against him and others for allegedly cheating Punjab National Bank of 280 crore rupees. The agency filed the case under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act after going through an FIR filed by the CBI recently. The ED also went through the PNB complaint that was made out against Nirav Modi and others. Punjab National Bank had detected a $1.77 billion scam in which Nirav Modi acquired fraudulent letters of undertaking from one of its branches for overseas credit from other Indian lenders. PNB has suspended 10 officers in this scam and referred the matter to the CBI for investigation. Meanwhile, Union Minister and senior BJP leader Ravishankar Prasad said the government will take strict action against those found guilty in connection with the Punjab National Bank fraud case. Briefing reporters in New Delhi today, he asserted that nobody will be spared, irrespective of their stature or status, who sought to derail the banking system to help Nirav Modi.
I wish to make it very clear, and this I can also convey on behalf of the government, that no one shall be spared in the banking system who has sought to derail the ordinary banking system to help Nirav Modi and company. And when I say so, this will be regardless of the status and stature of the concerned official.
The minister said a lookout notice has been issued against the jeweller and the process of revoking his passport has been initiated. Mr. Prasad also objected to the language used by the Congress against the Prime Minister, terming it as derogatory and demeaning. The minister also took a dig at the Congress party, saying it should stop playing politics over a photo released by it in this regard. He also clarified that Nirav Modi was not part of the Prime Minister's delegation at the World Economic Forum in Davos, and there was no meeting between them. He said Nirav Modi was part of a CII delegation. Mr. Prasad said not a single loan has been given by the NDA government during its rule, which turned into non-performing asset NPA. He said all the NPAs are related to the previous UPA rule. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts. In Assam, two wing commanders of the Air Force died when a two-seater microlight aircraft crashed in Majuli district today. Sources said the aircraft was on routine border recce sortie from Jorhat when the incident occurred near Punoimari village in Majuli district. The wreckage of the aircraft was found and a probe has been ordered to find out the exact cause of the accident. The Full Election Commission visited poll-bound Meghalaya today to review poll preparedness in the state. Chief Election Commissioner O.P. Rawat, accompanied by two election commissioners, reached Shillong today from Nagaland. The commission is holding several meetings with leaders of political parties, election officials and police officers in Shillong. The EC team is on a two-day visit to Meghalaya. The government says triple talaq legislation is not targeted at any religion but aims to root out a social evil. In an exclusive interview to All India Radio, Minority Affairs Minister Mukhtar Abbas Naqvi said it is baffling as to why the Congress supported the bill in the Lok Sabha but opposed it in the Rajya Sabha.
तीन तलाक जो एक कुप्रथा है और एक कुप्रथा ही नहीं बल्कि जो हमारा कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन है उस कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन की धज्जियां उड़ाने वाला है तो इसलिए जो है वो सरकार कानून लाई है बना करके और पार्लियामेंट में लोकसभा ने उसे पास किया है कांग्रेस ने लोकसभा में सपोर्ट किया था अब पता नहीं उन्होंने राज्यसभा में उसका विरोध करना शुरू कर दिया लेकिन मुझे पूरा यकीन है कि बजट का दूसरा सेशन शुरू होगा उसमें जो है वो पास होगा.
The full interview can be heard in our program Countrywide tonight at 9:30 on 106.4 AIR FM Gold. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students on Pariksha Parcharcha in New Delhi tomorrow. Human Resource Ministry said about 2,000 school and college students will attend the program at Talkatora Stadium. Our correspondent reports the Prime Minister often addresses the concerns of students in his Mann Ki Baat program on All India Radio.
The interaction comes 2 weeks after the launch of the Exam Warriors book penned by the Prime Minister, which has 25 mantras to help students face examinations without stress. Nearly 10 crore students from across the country will participate in the program. The interaction is aimed at bringing to the fore a discourse about the importance of stress-free examinations. Around 10 students will get an opportunity to ask questions directly. Central Board of Secondary Education has asked all schools affiliated with the board to make necessary arrangements in the schools to enable their students to attend Prime Minister's interaction. With Dipendra, Sheila, AIR News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the World Sustainable Development Summit 2018 in New Delhi tomorrow. The summit will address a wide variety of issues, including combating land degradation and air pollution, effective waste management, and create financial mechanisms to enable effective climate change mitigation. India has signed the second loan agreement with New Development Bank, NDB, for $100 million for Rajasthan Water Sector Restructuring Project for desert areas. This is the first tranche loan approved by the NDB under the multi-tranche financing facility of $345 million for this project. The project implementation period is 6 years. The Rajasthan government will implement the project primarily through its Water Resources Department. The objective of this project is to rehabilitate the 678-kilometer-long Indira Gandhi Canal system built during 1958 to 1963 to prevent seepage, conserve water, and enhance water use efficiency as mandated by both national and state-level policies on water use. The Communist Party of Nepal UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has become the new Prime Minister of Nepal. President Bidya Devi Bhandari administered the oath of office in secrecy to Mr. Oli in Kathmandu this evening. This is the second time Mr. Oli has become the Prime Minister. Our correspondent reports that Mr. Oli earlier served as Prime Minister from October 2015 to August 2016.
The much-awaited left-alliance government has been formed after more than 2 months of historic elections. In a fast-changing political development, new Prime Minister sworn in within few hours after Sher Bahadur Deuba submitted his resignation. While two ministers from CPN-UML have also been included in Oli cabinet, the other partner of alliance, CPN Mao Center, has decided to join government after unification of both the parties. After landslide victory of left parties in recent elections, formation of new government is expected to bring much-needed political stability and development in Nepal. Rajkumar, AIR News, Kathmandu.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani reached Hyderabad this evening on a 3-day visit to India. He was accorded a ceremonial welcome on his arrival at Begumpet Airport. He will visit Makkah Masjid and interact with the Iranian community tomorrow. The visiting dignitary will reach Delhi on the same day. Mr. Rouhani will be accorded a ceremonial reception on Saturday and will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Both leaders will review the progress achieved in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. After the talks, both sides will exchange agreements in various fields. Mr. Rouhani will also meet President Ramnath Kovind and Vice President M. Venkaya Naidu during his stay in Delhi. Mr. Modi had paid a visit to Iran in May 2016. Key benchmark domestic stocks today ended with modest gains after volatile trade. The rupee also strengthened against the dollar. A report.
Amid release of encouraging wholesale inflation data and positive global cues, the Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange gained 142 points or 0.41% to end at 34,297. Similarly, the Nifty at the National Stock Exchange climbed 45 points or 0.42% to 10,546. The rupee today ended stronger against the US currency. It gained 18 paise to close at 63 rupees and 91 paise. Gold today surged by 350 rupees to 31,650 rupees per 10 grams at the bullion market in New Delhi. With Sanjeev Kumar Singh, this is Arjun Chowdhury for AIR News.
In sports news, Indian boxers won 10 medals, including 5 gold at the Asian Games test event in the Indonesian capital Jakarta today. Manish Kaushik, K. Sham Kumar, Sheikh Salman Anwar and Ashish won a gold each in their respective categories, while Pavitra was the lone Indian gold winner in the 60-kilogram category of women's draw. India will play their 6th and final one-day international cricket match against South Africa at Centurion tomorrow. The match will begin at 4:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. A win tomorrow for India could well become a platform for a fine showing in the T20s beginning Sunday, as the visitors have already won the 6-match ODI series with a 4-1 margin. And now before we wrap up the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses 2 poll rallies in Tripura, accuses left-front government of supporting scams and ignoring interests of workers and employees. Prime Minister inaugurates new state convention centre in Itanagar, says Ayushman Bharat scheme will bring medical revolution in the country. Enforcement Directorate raids 17 places related to jeweller Nirav Modi in connection with Punjab National Bank fraud case, centre assures of strict action against guilty in the case. Government clarifies Nirav Modi was not part of the Prime Minister's delegation at World Economic Forum in Davos. 2 Air Force pilots killed in microlight aircraft crash in Majuli district of Assam. Communist Party of Nepal UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli takes over as new Prime Minister of Nepal. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani reaches Hyderabad on a 3-day visit to India. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.